bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games. This is Cinematic Sound.
Credit cue from an obscure 1982 TV film called Rascals and Robbers, with original score by the newcomer at the time, James Horner, who finished this score only a few days before scoring his iconic music for Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And with that, I'd like to welcome you to a very special edition of Cinematic Sound Radio. This, of course, is the show dedicated to the music of film, TV, and video games, and I'm your host, Eric Woods. Today's show is a celebration of Cinematic Sound Radio's 17th anniversary. The show began in early September of 1996 at CHMR, Mohawk College Radio, in Hamilton, Ontario, which then became C101.5 FM and is now currently called Indie 101. Cinematic Sound has been off terrestrial airwaves for 7 years now, but we've been streaming the show on demand since February of 2003. For every anniversary program, I try to do something special. In all the years I have been doing the show, I've never dedicated a program solely to the end credit cue. So I thought I would play some of my favorite end credit cues on the program today. And this will not be the only end credit cue program that I produce. There's going to be a lot of great ones missing from this program, and I'm going to save those for another show. Before we get into the program, I first want to thank composer David Cossina, who has provided Cinematic Sound Radio with a brand new fanfare. We are not using the 20th Century Fox fanfare anymore on the show. It's not that I don't want to use it, it just seems like there's a pile of other film music radio shows out there that are using it. So I wanted to give Cinematic Sound Radio a bit of an identity. So I've been friends with David Cossina for a while. Some of you might know him. He is relatively active on the Film Score Monthly message board. And if you want to check out more of his music, then please do go to soundcloud.com/dcossina, and you'll find there a lot of David's music there. So again, I want to thank him for writing the brand new Cinematic Sound fanfare, which we will use from now on. Now, from the 30-second end title during Hollywood's Golden Age to the epic 12-minute monster from Michael Giacchino's Roar, the end credit cue has produced some of the most memorable pieces of film music ever composed. As film evolved, the main title sequence, which would normally run all the main credits, started getting shorter, while the end title got increasingly longer. Instead of 30 seconds to wrap up a musical idea, a score composer now had an opportunity to revisit their music and present an original piece comprising of major themes and ideas from the score that could last from 3 to 4 to, as I said, maybe even 12 minutes long. Nowadays, the original end credit cue is something of a rarity, as music editors are now editing together already existing cues into something to play over the end credits. But there are a small handful of composers who still want to keep the tradition alive by wrapping up a score with an original composed or arranged piece of music. For our first suite, we will open up with Joel McNeely's incredible end credit piece from the 1999 film Virus, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, William Baldwin, and Donald Sutherland. The cue features three great themes featured in the score: a somber trumpet oboe piece that explodes into a brilliant and triumphant symphonic creation. The cue then segues into a huge Russian choral piece, and then moves into a warm finale that ends with a glimmer of hope. It's a wonderful piece, and one that I wanted to open up the program with as an example for how I love end credit cues to be assembled. This cue in particular reminds me of those great John Williams cues that he wrote for Star Wars and Indiana Jones and the like, which took most of the major thematic ideas and blended them into one satisfying creation to hear at the end of the film. The second and final piece in this suite is from the 1996 effects picture Twister. While weak in terms of script, the film is an audio and visual feast. The original score for the film is composed by Mark Mancina, but the end credit cue features Mancina's main theme, along with a piece co-composed and arranged by brothers Alex and Eddie Van Halen, who also provided a song for the film as well. The piece for synthesizer and electronic guitar plays over top a montage of time-lapse visuals of clouds and forming storms. It's really a great piece. And now, music from Virus, composed by Joel McNeely, and Twister, with original end credit cue co-composed by Mark Mancina, along with brothers Alex and Eddie Van Halen.
Thank you.
the end credit cues from Twister and Virus. Mark Mancina, Alex and Eddie Van Halen wrote the Twister end credits, and the suite opened up with Joel McNeely's end credit cue from Virus. We have to take a break, but when we return, we will listen to more end credit cues, great end credit cues, as we'll hear music from Alan Silvestri, David Newman, and Jerry Goldsmith. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Was the superb end title piece from Stargate SG-1 from the album The Best of Stargate SG-1, available on GMP Crescendo Records. That was a TV show with original score composed by Joel Goldsmith. The first piece in this next extended suite is probably my all-time favorite piece of film music. Well, according to iTunes, it is, because it's my most played track in my collection. The piece I'm talking about is the still commercially unreleased end credit cue from The Mummy Returns by Alan Silvestri. Actually, that's not entirely true. This piece was recorded by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra for an album called The Fantasy Album on Silverscreen Records. However, we do have the original recording that was performed by the Hollywood Studio Symphony Orchestra. It's a superb arrangement of the Sandcastles cue, which can be heard on the original soundtrack album. The second cue you will hear is the end credits from Hoffa, a film released in 1992 starring Jack Nicholson, directed by Danny DeVito. The film, of course, is based on the story of legendary union figure Jimmy Hoffa. DeVito's composer of choice for the film was his frequent collaborator, David Newman, who also wrote the music for other DeVito-directed films like Throw Mama from the Train, The War of the Roses, and Matilda. This end credit cue expands the main thematic music for Hoffa himself, which was first heard in a brilliant piece of music that Newman wrote for the film's trailer. The last cue in this suite is from the great Jerry Goldsmith and the anthology film Twilight Zone the Movie. The film's a remake of three classic episodes of the original series and includes one original story. John Landis directed the brilliant prologue and the first segment, the film's only original story called Time Out. Steven Spielberg directed the second segment called Kick the Can. Joe Dante directed the third, It's a Good Life. And George Miller directed the final and, in my opinion, most satisfying segment, a remake of the classic episode Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. Goldsmith scored all segments and provided them with very different tones, styles, moods, and themes. All this is evident in Goldsmith's extraordinary end credit cue, as he masterfully weaves all of his great thematic ideas into one of the greatest end credit pieces of all time. And now music from The Mummy Returns by Alan Silvestri, Hoffa by David Newman, and Twilight Zone the Movie by Jerry Goldsmith. We'll be right back. That was the end credit cue from Twilight Zone, the movie by Jerry Goldsmith. You also heard in there the end credits from David Newman's Hoffa. And we started off with the brilliant end credit music from The Mummy Returns by Alan Silvestri. One more break during this hour, and we'll come back with music composed by George S. Clinton, Lee Holdridge, and James Newton Howard. This is Cinematic Sound's 17th anniversary, and we'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Credits from the very successful 1983 miniseries North and South, with original score composed by Bill Conti. What a great theme that is, isn't it? It's one of my all-time favorites. Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. We're celebrating the 17th anniversary of the program right here on cinematicsound.net. We're featuring end credit cues. In this third and final suite during this part, we're going to be opening up with music from one of the two films that made Denise Richards a star, Wild Things, released in 1989. This is a story about a police detective who uncovers a conspiracy behind a case involving a high school guidance counselor when accusations of rape are made against him by two female students. The film stars Kevin Bacon, Matt Dillon, and Neve Campbell. And as I said earlier, Denise Richards, who starred in Starship Troopers a year earlier, but it really was this film, Wild Things, that put her on the map. The score for the film was perfectly written by George S. Clinton, who, a lot like Jerry Goldsmith did for Basic Instinct, wrote a score that was musical sex. This end credit cue was hot, it's steamy, it's sexy, cool, slithery, dirty, and dangerous. It's a cue to listen to on a hot summer night, and is one of my all-time favorite end credit pieces. It sums up the film perfectly. The next cue is a somber, haunting, and emotional powerhouse by one of the most underrated composers working today, Lee Holdridge. The piece is from Into the Arms of Strangers, Stories of the Kinder Transport, a documentary about the Kinder Transport, a rescue operation which saved the lives of over 10,000 Jewish children during World War II. The end credit piece is a stunner and features yet another wonderful theme from the always lyrical Lee Holdridge. The last cue comes from the expanded edition to one of my all-time favorite westerns, Wyatt Earp, released in 1994, directed by the great Lawrence Kasdan, starring an all-star cast including Kevin Costner, Dennis Quaid, and Gene Hackman. Wyatt Earp was one of two Wyatt Earp films released in 1994. We're going to hear music from Tombstone later on the program. Back to Wyatt Earp, though, it took almost 20 years for it to happen, but thanks to La La Land Records, we now can finally own one of the greatest end credit cues. I've been playing my Wyatt Earp DVD to death all these years, as it's the only way to hear this cue, as it wasn't available on the original 1994 album. Again, this is another one of those great end credit pieces which takes four or five musical ideas and themes and blends them all seamlessly into one great piece of music. In this cue, we get the film's main theme, the wagon chase cue, which rocks, and James Newton Howard's passionate love theme, which is nothing short of stunning. And the cue then ends not on a triumphant note, but with a lonely trumpet playing Wyatt Earp's theme. And now music from Wild Things by George S. Clinton, Into the Arms of Strangers by Lee Holdridge, and Wyatt Earp by James Newton Howard.